man. That is Ben Blum. He's going to close out the night. And before he plays, I just want to give a big thank you to a few people, to Ira Grauman, who's making faces here. He's been at the board all night, and he's recording audio and video. You can be in touch with him. You can also listen on the web for the audio. If you don't know how to do that, you can let me know. And I want to thank our featured artists, and Bo Wiener and company, and Kenny Seltzer and company, for a great set. And Liz and Gordon have left already, but just amazing. And everybody who performed, and everybody who came to listen, and thank you to Nourish for welcoming us here.
And a big hand for Ellen as well.
And thank you. And a big hand for Paul Beck, who's been working all night, too. And so we leave you with Ben Blum to close out the evening. Please, a big welcome for Ben. Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. I went to a concert earlier. This might sound incongruous if you know the jazz club Ryle's. It was a classical concert, new music done by a group called the Firebird Ensemble. And the last piece was written by a guy named John Morrison out of North Carolina. And there was strings, a drum set, and the great, great jazz blues piano player Dave Maxwell was playing. And the composer got up and talked about the inspiration for it, and he's very into physics and the Big Bang. And he has this idea, which is certainly possible, that there were a number of Big Bangs before the one that created our universe. So he wrote a piece where there are a series of bangs, and after each bang, the music gets more sophisticated and ends up with blues. So I can't do quite what he did, but I'm going to try and do the concept. Little bang. Thank you.
Ben Blum. Thank you all for coming. We'll be back here next week. If you can come, Chris Noman will be featuring with the trio, and Laurie Fassman will be featuring with the trio, and Chris Grant will be doing the mini set. Thank you.